Thank you very much, and welcome to Tell the Truth. Our first guest, he's made a career out of being the most outrageous imposter that we've ever come across on this show, and you're going to see what I mean.
Number one, what is your name, please?
My name is Frank William Abagnale.
Number two.
My name is Frank William Abagnale.
Number three.
My name is Frank William Abagnale.
From 1964 to 1967, I successfully impersonated an airline pilot for Pan Am Airways, and I flew over 2 million miles for free. During that time, I was also the chief resident pediatrician at a Georgia hospital and an assistant attorney general for the state of Louisiana. By the time I was caught, I was considered the youngest and most daring con man in U.S. history. I had cashed almost $4 million in fraudulent checks in 26 foreign countries and all 50 states. And I did it all before my 19th birthday. My name is Frank William Abagnale.
So, for the first time, he's going to have to tell the truth, and we're going to start our questioning with Kitty.
Thank you. Number one, why, with all your talent, and you're obviously a very bright fellow, why didn't you go in for a legitimate profession?
It was really a question of dollars and cents. When I was a young man, I needed the money, and I thought this list of careers was the easiest way to get it.
I see. Number two, I find this all very fascinating. Who was it that finally caught you?
His name was Carl Hanratty.
Carl Hanratty. He's the FBI for the United States of America. I have orders to see the American prisoner Abagnale.
Il n'y a pas d'Américain. Il n'y a pas d'Américain.
You sit here. You do not open the door. You do not pass him anything to the hall. Demeurez avec lui tout le long de la conversation et vous rapportez.
Great.
Cold myself. Frank, you here to read the articles of extradition according to the European Court for Human Rights. Article 1. Extradition shall be granted in respect of offenses punishable under the laws that require deprivation of liberty and a detention order for the maximum period of at least 1 year of a severe penalty.
Help me.
Frank, stop it.
Help me.
You don't think I should be fooling me, do you? 16 pages to go. Stay with me. Article 2. If the request for extradition includes several separate offenses, each of which is punishable under the laws of requesting by deprivation of liberty. Frank.
Get me a doctor in here. I need a doctor.
Yes.
Doctor, now!
Don't sweat it, Frank. We're going to get you right to a doctor.
Bon, d'accord, monsieur. Tenez ici.
Frank, if you can hear me, don't worry. I'm going to take you home in the morning.
Les couverts de poux,
home in the morning, Frank. What are you doing?
Washing off the lice.
This man has to be on a plane for America. He has to see a doctor.
The doctor comes in tomorrow.
I have worked too long, too hard for you to take this away from me. If he dies, I'm holding you responsible.
Monsieur!
Allez, les filles,
tout le monde est derrière moi ici.
Frank.
Oh.
Okay, Carl. Let's go home.
The New Rochelle Rotary Club has a history that goes back to 1919. In all those years, we've only seen a handful of deserving gentlemen inducted as lifetime members. It's an honor that has seen 57 names enshrined on the Wall of Honor, and tonight we make it 58. So please stand as I present my very good friend, a man who keeps our pencils sharp and our pens in ink, Frank William Avignale.
I stand here humbled by the presence of Mayor Robert Wagner. And our club president, Jack Barnes. Most of all, I'm honored to see my loving wife, Paula. And my son, Frank Jr. Sitting in the front row. Two little mice fell in a bucket of cream. The first mouse quickly gave up and drowned. The second mouse wouldn't quit. He struggled so hard that eventually he churned that cream into butter and crawled out. Gentlemen, as of this moment, I am that second mouse.
You're a better dancer than your father, Frankie.
Hear that, Daddy?
Like fun.
The girls don't know what they're in for.
Show them the dance you were doing when we met.
Oh, who can remember?
The people in that little French village were so happy to see Americans, they decided to put on a show for us. So they crammed 200
soldiers. Yeah, we know the story, Daddy.
It's like a tiny social hall, and the first person to walk on stage is your mother, and she starts to dance. You know, it had been months since we'd even seen a woman. Here's this blonde angel.
Blonde bombshell.
And the men are literally holding their breath.
Holding their breath for you. Hear that?
And I turned to my buddies and I said,
I will not leave France without her.
And I didn't.
You didn't.
I didn't.
Oh, shit. How was she, the rug?
Oh, wow.
I can't believe I did
that. No, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Oh, Frankie, let me get a towel.
Yeah.
Come on. Dance with me, Paul.
Whenever I dance for you, I get in trouble.
Frank, wake up. Come on, let's go.
Get up. Come on, come on.
Frank, wake up.
Dad.
You don't have to go to school today. It's okay.
Why? Yeah. Is it snowing?
Do you have a black suit?
Oh, I overslept again, huh?
We have a very important meeting in the city. Yeah, eat that. Come on, come on.
Ma'am, open up. Just open up, please.
Ma'am.
It's important.
What? Gosh. We don't open for half
open
an
the
hour.
Door, please, just open the door. It's important.
I'm sorry. We don't open for half an hour.
What's your name, ma'am?
Darcy.
Darcy, that's a pretty name.
I'm
in a bit of a fix. I need a suit for my kids, my son, Frank.
Oh,
he needs a black suit.
Black suit.
There was a death in the family. My father, 85 years old, war hero.
Yeah.
There's a funeral this afternoon. Military funeral. Planes flying overhead, 21-gun salute. Frank needs to borrow a suit for a couple of hours.
I'm sorry, we don't loan suits, and we're not open.
Darcy, please, come back. Darcy, is this yours? I just found it in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Must have slipped right off your neck. Don't hit the curb. Now, get out, walk around the back, and hold the door open.
Next.
Okay, stop grinning. When I get inside, you go back to the front seat and wait. Even if a cop comes and writes you a ticket, you don't move the car. Understood?
Dad, what's all this for?
You know why the Yankees always win, Frank?
Because they have Mickey Mantle?
No. It's because the other teams can't stop staring at those damn pinstripes. Watch this. The manager of Chase Manhattan Bank is about to open the door for your father.
Mr. Abagnale?
We don't usually loan money to people who have unresolved business with the IRS.
That's a misunderstanding. I hired the wrong guy to do my books. It's a mistake. Anybody could make it. I just need you guys to help me weather the storm.
Sir, you're being investigated by the government for tax fraud?
My store is a landmark in New Rochelle. I have customers all over New York.
Well, you're not a customer at Chase Manhattan. We don't know you. I'm sure your bank in New Rochelle, they know you. They help you out.
My bank went out of business. Banks like this one put them out of business. Now, I know I made a mistake. I admit that. But these people want blood. They want my store. They've threatened to put me in jail. This is America right now. I'm not a criminal. I'm a Medal of Honor winner, a lifetime member of the New Rochelle Rotary Club. All I'm asking is for you to help me beat these guys.
It's not a question of winning and losing. It's a question of risk.
The largest bank in the world. Where's the risk?
Dad, how could you just let him take our car like that?
He didn't take anything. We took him. He overpaid by $500. Come on, Frank. Let's return the suit. It's small, but, you know, it's going to be a lot less work. A lot less work for you. Where's your mother?
I don't know. She said something about going to look for a job.
What's she gonna be, a shoe salesman at a centipede farm? What are you doing?
You want some pancakes?
For dinner? On my son's 16th birthday? We're not gonna eat pancakes. You thought I forgot.
I didn't think you
forgot. I opened a checking account in your name. I put $25 in the account so you can buy whatever you want. Don't tell your mother.
I won't. Thanks. Yep. Didn't the bank turn you down for a loan, though?
Yes, they all turned me down.
Then why are you opening a banking account?
Well, because one day you'll want something from these people, a house, a car. They have all the money. There's 50 checks there, Frank, which means from this day on, you're in that little club.
I'm in that little club.
You got that, you got it all.
It's even got my name there, huh?
To the moon.
To the moon.
To the moon.
see that? It's just a school. No different than Wetsburg.
Mom, you said you were gonna quit.
Frankie, you don't have to wear the uniform here. Why don't you take off your jacket?
I'm used to it. Excuse me.
Oh, yes?
Do you know what room 17 French is?
Yes.
Encyclopedias?
Yeah, it looks like a substitute teacher.
No,
no, no, no, find out.
Take a seat,
take a seat.
I don't want you to keep
it. Oh, come on. Here you go.
No,
no.
Oh,
you're too slow. You're too slow.
Quiet down, people. My name is Mr. Abagnale. That's Abagnale, not Abagnale, not Abagnale, but Abagnale. Now, somebody please tell me where you left off in your textbooks. Excuse me, people, if I need to ask again, I'm going to write up the entire class. Take your seats!
Chapter 7.
Will you please open your textbooks to Chapter 8, and we'll get started? Excuse me, what's your name?
Brad.
Brad, why don't you get up here in front of the class here and read conversation number 5.
Les Français sont généralement. Donsler pays Q, press Q, tout le monde a set impression.
They sent for me. They said they needed a sub for Roberta. I came all the way from Dixon.
I always sub for Roberta. Excuse me, why aren't you reading?
QLs.
I'll never come back to Bellarmine Jefferson again. You tell them not to call me. What do they think? It's easy for a woman my age and all the money that it costs to travel. I tell you, they don't give a damn.
Mr. and Mrs. Abagnale, this is not a question of your son's attendance. I regret to inform you that for the past week, Frank has been teaching Mrs. Glass's French class.
He what?
Your son has been pretending to be a substitute teacher, lecturing the students, giving out homework. Mrs. Glasser has been ill, and there was some confusion with the real sub. Your son held a teacher-parent conference yesterday and was planning a class field trip to a French bread factory in Trenton. Do you see the problem we have?
Mrs. Davenport, I have a note to miss 5th and 6th period today. Doctor's appointment.
One moment. I'll be right with you.
Yes.
You can fold it.
What?
That note, it's a fake, right? You should fold it.
It's a note from my mom. I have a doctor's appointment.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no crease in the paper. When your mom hands you a note to miss school, the first thing you do is you fold it and you put it in your pocket. If it's real, where's the crease?
Remember that girl Joanna I was telling you about? Yeah, I asked her out today. I think we're gonna go to the junior prom. Ma, is this my driver's license?
That's all there is, 2 bedrooms. Oh, Frankie, you remember Dad's friend? Jack Barnes? From the club?
Hello.
He came by looking for your father. I was giving him a tour of the apartment.
It's very, spacious, Paula.
Dad's at the store.
So, Frank, you're getting to look more like your old man every day. Thanks for the sandwich, Paula. I'll see you later, huh?
Wait. Is this yours?
Oh. Well, thanks, Frank. That's the president's pin. I'll be in deep trouble if I lost that. I'll see y'all later, huh?
Are you hungry, Frankie? I'll make you a sandwich. Chuck wanted to talk business with your father. He thinks we should get a lawyer and sue the government. That is not legal what they're doing to us. Why aren't you saying anything? You're not going to tell him, are you?
No.
That's right. There's nothing to tell. I'm going out for a few hours to visit some old friends from the tennis club, and when I get home, we'll all have dinner together. Right? But you won't say anything because it's just silly, isn't it? How could we sue anybody? You need some money, Frankie. A few dollars to buy some record albums. Here, take $5. Oh, 10.
Promise you we're gonna quit. Mom!
Hey! You stay away from me, you hear me? You stay away from me. I don't know who you are, but if you ever come back here again...
Frank!
Frank, calm down, will you? I'm Dick Kesner. I want you to leave your things here. Follow me into the next room, okay? They're all waiting for you.
You don't have to be scared. I'm right here, Frank. I'll always be here. But there are laws. Everything in this country has to be legal. So what we need to do is make some decisions. That's what Mr. Kisner is here for.
Well, many times these decisions are left up to the courts, but that can be very expensive, Frank. People fighting over their children.
Nobody's fighting. Look at me, Frank. Nobody's fighting.
Mais ça, c'est les candélabres que je t'ai donnés quand t'es mariée. Je te les ai donnés quand tu t'es mariée, je les reprends quand tu divorces.
Écoute, maman, c'est pas le moment.
Je les reprends.
Écoute, maman, c'est pas le moment.
Je les reprends.
You remember your grandma? Eve, she arrived this morning.
Bonjour. Hello. Tu avais grandi, alors tu es beau. Que tu es beau. Moi, je me souviens de toi, tu étais si petit.
Allez, maman.
Oh, allez, maman.
Do you understand what we are saying to you, Frank? Your father and I are getting a divorce.
Ne t'inquiète pas, je suis là.
Nothing's gonna change. We're still gonna see each other.
Stop it, please. Frank, don't interrupt.
Frank, you don't have to read all of this. Most of it's for your parents. Boring adult business. But this paragraph right here, this is important because it states who you are gonna live with after the divorce, whose custody you will be in.
And there's a blank space right here?
Elle divorce. Qu'est-ce qui va prendre
soin d'elle? I want you to go into the kitchen, sit at the table, and put a name down. You can take as long as you want, but when you come back into this room, I want to see a name on that line.
Frank, just write down a name. This will all be over. It's going to be okay.
Dad, what name?
Your mother or your father. Just put the name there. It's as simple as that. And don't look so scared. It's not a test. There's no wrong answer.
Actually, according to the stop, talk about problems of the fleet.
One ticket to Grand Central, please.
That'll be $3.50, sir.
Is it okay if I write you a check?
Five cards, sir.
Carl, when do I get to call my father?
You can call him when we get to New York. He'll be to the airport in 7 hours. And then just sit there. Be quiet.
You know, Carl, on the other side of the hotel, they got suites that face the park.
It's the best room the FBI can afford.
It's okay, I stayed in worse.
Mr. Mudrick, please, you have to listen.
I don't want to hear your story. This is two checks that bounced. You know how much trouble I'm in.
No, but listen, I'm telling you, the bank, they made the mistake. I'll write you another check right now.
By the way, look like I was born yesterday.
Look, it's midnight, Mr. Mudrick. Where am I going to go?
You're a goddamn kid. Go home.
Understand, my boss sent me to Brooklyn, then Queens. Now he wants me in Long Island to take a few clients out for a night on the town.
I'm sorry, but we're not allowed to cash checks from other banks. How would we know if they were any good?
What did you say your name was?
Ashley.
Ashley? You know what I found on the sidewalk out there? Must have slipped right off your neck.
Is there something I can help you with, son?
Well, you see, it's my grandmother's birthday next week, and I want to get her something extra special. Please, I mean, it's my midterm next week, and my books were stolen.
Please, it's just $5. No one would have to know.
I'm sorry, but we are not allowed to take checks from people we don't know.
You back, Captain Carlson.
What do you think, Angelo? The tomatoes are wrapped this afternoon. Well, what have we here?
Have your autograph?
You
betcha. Can I have your autograph?
You gonna be a pilot?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Here you go. Work hard in school.
Dear Dad, I have decided to become an airline pilot. I have applied to all the big airlines, and I have several promising interviews lined up. How's Mom? Have you called her lately? Love, your son, Frank.
Hello.
I'm Frank Black from Monroe High School, and I have an appointment with Mr. Morgan.
You're the young man who's writing the article for the school paper.
Yes, ma'am, that's me. I want to know everything there is to know about being a pilot. What airports does Pan Am fly to? What does a pilot make in a year? Who tells them where they're going to fly to?
Whoa, just take them one at a time.
All right. What does it mean when one pilot says to another pilot, what kind of equipment are you on?
I just want to know what kind of aircraft you're flying. Is it a DC-8, 707, Constellation?
And what about those ID badges that I've seen pilots wear?
Well, every pilot has to have two things with him at all times. One is his airline personnel badge, looks just like this one here from Pan Am. The other one is their FAA license, and that looks just like this.
Oh. Do you think I can make a copy of this to put into my article?
Oh, Frank, You can have that one. It's 3 years expired.
Oh, thanks. And what about your ID badge? You have an extra one I could borrow?
Oh, no, I can't help you there. It was a special order from Polaroid. The only way to get one of those is to become a real live pilot for Pan American Airways.
Pan Am, may I help you?
Hello, I'm calling about a uniform.
Hold for purchasing.
Thank you.
Purchasing.
I'm a co-pilot based out of San Francisco. I flew a flight into New York last night, but the problem is I'm headed out to Paris in 3 hours.
How can we help you?
I sent my uniform to be cleaned through the hotel, and I guess they must have lost it.
They lost a uniform. Happens all the time. Go down to the Well-Built Uniform Company at 9th and Broadway. They're our uniform supplier. I'll tell Mr. Rosen you're coming.
You look too young to be a pilot.
I'm a co-pilot.
Why so nervous?
How'd you feel if you lost your uniform first week on the job?
Relax. Pan Am's got lots of uniforms. It's going to be $164.
Great. I'll write you a check.
No checks, no cash. You'll have to fill in your employee ID number, and then I'll bill Pan Am. I'll take it out in your next paycheck.
Even better. Dear Dad, you always told me that an honest man has nothing to fear, so I'm trying my best not to be afraid. I'm sorry I ran away, but you don't have to worry. I'm gonna get it all back now, Daddy. I promise. I'm gonna get it all back.
Are you a real live pilot?
I sure am, little lady. What's your name?
Celine.
Celine, it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too.
That's 50, 70, 80, 90, $100. You have yourself a great time in Paris.
I always do.
Excuse me? I'm John Modica. I manage this branch. I want to thank you for coming in and using our institution.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, John. I'll be back again.
Good. Have you stayed with us before?
No. I've been primarily based on the West Coast. Is it all right if I write you a check for the room?
No problem, sir.
Great. I was also wondering if I could write you a personal check.
For airline personnel, we cash personal checks up to $100. Payroll checks, we cash up to $300.
Did you say $300 for a payroll check? Dear Dad, I've decided to become a pilot for Pan American Airways, the most trusted name in the skies. They have accepted me into their training program and told me that if I work hard, I should earn my wings real soon. Please get in touch with Joanna Carlton from the 10th grade. Tell her I'm sorry that I could not take her to the junior prom. Love, your son, Frank. Excuse me. I'm sure you hear this all the time, but you have the most beautiful eyes I have ever seen.
Yeah, I do get that all the time. How would you like it?
I'm sorry, sir. We won't have any cash until the banks open in an hour. But, I'm sure they can cash your check at the airport.
The airport? Who cashes checks at the airport?
Well, the airlines, sir. They've always taken care of their own.
Hello.
Are you deadheading?
What?
Are you my deadhead to Miami?
What? Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm the deadhead. Here you go.
You're a little late, but the jump seat is open.
You know, it's been a while since I've done this. Which one's the jump seat again?
Have a nice flight. Are you my deadhead? Frank, Captain Oliver, John Larkin, the co-pilot, Fred Tully, flight engineer.
Frank Taylor, Pan Am, thanks for giving me a lift, boys.
Go ahead and take a seat, Frank. We're about to push. What kind of equipment are you on? DC-8?
707.
You turning around on the red eye?
I'm jumping puddles for the next few months trying to earn my keep running leapfrogs for the weak and weary.
No shame in that. We all did it.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Would you like a drink after takeoff?
Milk?
80 knots.
Check.
V1, rotate. V2, positive range.
Gear up.
Dear Dad, today was graduation. I am now a co-pilot earning $1,400 a month plus benefits. And the best part is, they tell me my family can fly for free. So tell Mom to pack her bags and buy a new swimsuit, because I'm taking us all to Hawaii for Christmas. I love you, Dad. Aloha, Frank.
Hello, Deadhead.
Hello.
Enjoying your free ride?
Marcy, did you drop this? Must have slipped right off your neck.
No. No! No. Yes. 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 Why are you stopping?
I want to tell you something, Marcy. This is by far the best date I have ever been on.
Mutual Bank. How may I help you?
My name is Frank Taylor. I'm a co-pilot for Pan Am. I'd like to cash this check here, and then I'd like to take you out for a steak dinner.
And then we feed the checks into the Mikker machine, which uses special ink to encode the account numbers on the bottom of the checks.
And where are these numbers?
They're, right here.
Right there?
See? They're called routing numbers.
So where do the checks get routed to?
I don't exactly know. Nobody ever asked me that before.
Our next item up for bid is also from the Jersey Central Bank foreclosure. This is a Mikker encoder, a machine used to encode bank checks. Do I have an opening bid?
Our unknown subject is a paper hanger who started working on the East Coast. In the last few weeks, this unsub has developed a new form of check fraud, which I'm calling the float. What he's doing is he's opening checking accounts at various banks and then changing the Mikker Inc. routing numbers at the bottom of those checks. Next slide, please. Next slide, please.
The remote thing is broken. You have to do it by hand. You got it. Try the...
Agent Mullen, it should be the square button just there by the side.
The carousel doesn't work. It's that bad carousel you got.
Thank you, Agent Mullen.
You've got to move it manually.
This is a map of the 12 banks of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Slide. Mikker scanners at every bank read these numbers at the bottom of the check. Slide. And then ship that check off to its corresponding branch.
Carl, for those of us who are unfamiliar with bank fraud, you mind telling us what the hell you're talking about?
The East Coast branches are numbered 01 to 06. The Central branch is 07, 08, so on and so forth.
You mean those numbers on the bottom of a check actually mean something?
All of this was in the report I filed 2 days ago. If you change a 02 to a 12, that means that check, which was cashed in New York, does not go to the New York Federal branch, but it is rerouted all the way to the San Francisco Federal branch. The bank doesn't even know the check is bounced for 2 weeks, which means our unsub can stay in one place, paper the same city over and over again while this check circles the country.
You know, you want to talk to my wife. She's the one who balances the checkbook at our house.
Next slide.
Sir?
My son, the Birdman. Some uniform, Frank.
What do you think?
Nice.
Sit down. Daddy, have you gotten the postcards?
Of course. This fork is ice cold.
No, Dad, that's a chilled salad fork. It's a fancy restaurant, you know. I got you something.
What's that?
Open it. You know what those are, right? Those are the keys to a 1965 Cadillac DeVille convertible. Brand new, Dad. Red with white interior, split seats, air conditioning, the works.
You giving me a Cadillac?
I'm giving you a Cadillac. Dad, she's parked downstairs. When we're done eating lunch, why don't you drive on over to Mom's house, pick her up, take a little joyride.
Do you know what would happen if the IRS found out I was driving around in a new coupe? I took the train here, Frank. I'm taking the train home.
All right. I have plenty of money. You know, if you never, ever, ever need anything.
You worried about me?
No, I'm not worried.
You think I can't buy my own car? Two mice fell in a bucket of cream, Frank. Which one am I?
Yeah, that second mouse. I went by the store today.
I had to close the store for a while. It's all about timing, Frank. Goddamn government knows that. They hit you when you're down. I wasn't going to let them take it from me, so I just shut the doors myself, called their bluff. Sooner or later, they'll forget about me.
I understand, right? Have you told Mom?
She's so stubborn. Your mother. Don't worry. I'm not going to let it go without a fight. I'm fighting for us.
Dad.
Since the day we met.
Daddy, out of all those men, you were the one that took her home. Remember that?
200 men sitting in that tiny social hall watching her dance. What was the name of that town?
Mama Shard, Dad.
I didn't speak a word of French. 6 weeks later, she was my
wife.
My son bought me a Cadillac today. I think that calls for a toast. The best damn pilot in the sky.
It's not what you think. I'm just a co-pilot.
You see these people staring at you? These are the most powerful people in New York City. And they keep peeking over their shoulders, wondering where you're going tonight. Where you going, Frank?
I had nobody staring at me.
Someplace exotic? Tell me where you're going.
Los Angeles. Hollywood.
Hollywood.
The rest of us really are suckers.
So I got on this red dress and these high heels, right? I got a bra, like, out here, okay? And I'm chasing these two Puerto Rican guys through the park. They got a suitcase filled with bank robbery loot. Okay, I'm screaming out, FBI, freeze! And I'm reaching for my gun, but I can't find it in the bra. It's so damn big. I thought I was going to shoot my tits off. You know, that's a funny story. People always laugh at that story.
Let me ask you a question, Ms. Sandusky. If you were having so much fun undercover, why did you transfer to bank fraud?
I didn't transfer. I was censured and reassigned. It's like being punished. I was punished. I screwed up in the field.
What about you, Mr. Fox? Were you punished for screwing up in the field?
No, I've never worked in the field before. I audited background investigations of the Department of Justice clerical applicants.
Well, that's just great. I asked for a team, and they dragged the bottom of the Pacific.
What if I ask you a question, Agent Handwriting? How come you're so serious all the time?
Does it bother you, Mr. Anders?
Yeah. Yeah, it does bother me.
Does it bother you, Mr. Fox?
A little, I guess.
Oh, would you like to hear me tell a joke?
Yeah, we'd love to hear a joke from you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Go fuck yourselves.
He cashed three checks. They all clear. I was going to deposit this one today. I don't want any trouble.
No trouble? No trouble at all. We'll just take this check and be on our way, thank you.
Good. Because I don't want my customers harassed.
What are you saying? Are you still here?
201.
Thank you.
Corner here?
Oh, thanks.
Steps.
Hey, Mr. Murphy, how are you?
Is that Frank?
Yeah, that's Frank.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
How's the knee?
Come on, I'll race you right now.
Take care.
Okay, Frank.
I bought him back. Come on, Carl, this guy's a pen and ink man, a goddamn paper hanger. He doesn't even carry a gun.
I can't go with you, Carl.
Just keep your eyes open, do your job, and I'll buy you both a good humor bar. FBI. 201.
FBI! FBI! Come out of the bathroom! Step out of the bathroom!
Hands on your head.
You know that's the new IBM Selectric.
Put your hands on your head.
A print type in 5 seconds.
Shut up!
Pop out the ball.
Put your hands on your head! Put your hands!
You know, he's got over 200 checks here.
Hands on your head!
Drafting. He even has little payroll envelopes addressed to himself.
Put it down. Drop it!
Relax. You're late, all right? My name's Alan, Barry Allen, United States Secret Service. Your boy just tried to jump out the window. My partner has him in custody.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What, you think the FBI are the only ones on this guy? I mean, come on. Come on, he's dabbling in government checks here. I've been following a paper trail on this guy for months now. Hey, you mind taking that gun out of my face? Please, really. I mean, it makes me nervous.
You see some credentials.
Yeah, sure. Take my whole wallet. You want my gun, too? Come over here, take my gun. Hey, look, just do me a favor. Take a look outside. Look out the window. My partner's walking into the car as we speak. Look. Old guy almost pissed in his pants when I came through the door. He jumped right through the window onto the hood of my car.
Hey, Murph.
Yeah, call the LAPD again. I don't want people walking through my crime scene.
I didn't expect the Secret Service on this.
Don't worry about it. Well, what's your name?
Hanratty. Carl Hanratty.
Mind if I see some identification?
Sure.
You never can be too careful these days. Well, tough luck, Carl. 5 minutes earlier, you would have landed yourself a pretty good collar.
It's all right. 10 seconds later, and you'd have been shot. Mind if I come downstairs with you? I gotta take a look at this guy.
Sure thing. Just do me a favor and sit tight for a second while I get this evidence downstairs. You know, I don't want some maid walking through here and making the bed. LAPD should be here any sec.
Wait. Your wallet.
You hang on to it for a minute. I trust you.
Oh. Yeah. Secret Service. Stupid. I made a stupid mistake.
Forget about it. There are hundreds of unknown subjects out there.
I can get this guy, Sean. The worst thing a paper hanger can do is show his face.
I read the report. 6 feet tall, brown hair, 27 to 30 years of age, 160 pounds. This could be almost anybody.
I heard his voice, Sean. I saw his face. There's nothing for him to hide behind anymore.
Just be careful. You got 12 years in. Nobody bothers you down on the first floor. You practically wrote the book on bank fraud. That's the kind of thing that can make you section chief someday. Just don't put yourself in this type of position.
What type of position?
Position of being humiliated.
Sean, would you like to hear me tell a joke?
Yeah, sure.
Knock, knock.
So my next question is, when a pilot retires, Panem sends them a check every single month?
Yeah, pension program sends a check and benefits.
How much is that check for?
Kid, I'm really not in the mood for this right now. This Skyway man's driving me crazy.
Who's the Skyway man?
Some nut that's flying around the country posing as a Pan Am pilot. There's a column about him in the paper today. I keep telling them this is not my problem. This guy doesn't even fly Pan Am. Flies everybody else. Flies United, TWA, Continental, Eastern.
Skyway, man.
Newspaper loves this clown. They call him the James Bond of the sky.
Did you say?
Bond. James Bond. Tell me, Joe, why does he do it?
He likes to win.
Come on, come on.
We'll be landing in 20 minutes. Do you want to play it easy or the hard way? And this isn't a tranquilizer.
Well, Pussy, you know a lot more about planes than guns.
Hello, Pussy. Are you sure this is the suit, right?
Positive.
It's the exact suit he wore in the movie.
Okay, I'll take three.
Certainly, Mr. Fleming. Now all you need is one of those little foreign sports cars that he drives.
Hello?
Hi.
Haven't I seen you before?
Maybe. A couple years ago, I was on the cover of 17.
Yeah. Yeah, that model, right? Cheryl. Your guys used to put your picture on their lockers.
Isn't that your silver car I saw parked out front?
Yeah. One of them. So, think I could get an autograph?
Do you have a pen in your room? A deck of cards at the hotel gift shop.
Why, you want to see a card trick?
How much do these cards cost?
55 cents, I think.
And if they sold me downstairs at the hotel gift shop, how much would you pay?
I'm sorry, how much would I pay for what?
The entire night. How much would you pay me for the entire night?
Cheryl, I really don't know.
Don't be scared. Make me an offer.
$300?
Go fish.
$500?
Go fish.
$600.
Go fish.
$1,000.
Okay. $1,000. Where are you going?
I'm going downstairs to cash a check.
You think this hotel is going to cash a $1,000 check at 3 a.m.?
It's a New York savings and loan check. It's like gold. They'll cash it.
Don't you think they might get a little suspicious? Here, let me see that. It's a cashier's check. Endorse it over to me.
No, I couldn't do that. See, this check is for $1,400. We agreed upon $1,000.
Why don't I give you back $400 and you give me that check?
Even better. Is it your eyes?
Does this belong to anybody?
Mrs. Hanratty, Merry Christmas.
Hello, Carl.
Hello.
Barry Allen, Secret Service.
I've been trying to track you down now for the last couple of hours.
What do you want?
I wanted to apologize for what happened out in Los Angeles.
No, you don't apologize to me.
Do you always work on Christmas Eve, Carl?
I volunteered. So men with families could go home early.
It looked like you were wearing a wedding ring out in Los Angeles. I thought maybe you had a family.
No family. You want to talk to me? Let's talk face to face.
All right. I'm at my suite at the Stuyvesant Arms, room 3113.
In the morning, I leave for Las Vegas for the weekend.
You think you're going to get me again? You're not going to Vegas. You're not in the Stuyvesant Arms. You'd love for me to send out 20 agents Christmas Eve to barge into your hotel, knock down the door so you can make fools out of us all.
I'm really sorry if I made a fool out of you. I really am.
No, listen, I
really am.
You do not feel sorry for me. The truth is, I knew it was you. Now, maybe I didn't get the cuffs on you, but I knew.
Oh, people only know what you tell them, Carl.
Well, then tell me this, Barry Allen, Secret Service. How did you know I wouldn't look in your wallet?
The same reason the Yankees always win. Nobody can keep their eyes off the pinstripes.
The Yankees win because they have Mickey Mantle. No one ever bets on the uniform.
You sure about that, Carl?
I'll tell you what I am sure of. You're going to get caught. One way or another. It's a mathematical fact. It's like Vegas.
The house always wins.
Carl, I'm sorry, but I have to go.
You didn't call just to apologize, did you?
What do you mean?
You have no one else to call. Oh. Morning, night.
Are you a collector?
Of what?
The capsules with the cosmic ray, the big freeze, land of the golden giants, I've got them all.
What are you talking about?
Barry Allen. The Flash.
But kid. You mean like the comic book?
Yeah, the comic book. When he's not the Flash. He's the same Barry Allen.
Thank you. Now get this, he reads comic books. Comic books, Barry Allen is the Flash.
Carl, slow down, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
He's a kid, our unsub is a kid. That's why we couldn't match his prints, that's why he doesn't have a record. Now, I want you to contact NYPD for every all points juvenile runaways in New York City. And don't forget the airports. He's been cutting checks all over the country.
Well, why New York?
The Yankees. He said something about the Yankees. So where are we on the list?
Number 53, Abagnale.
Good morning, ma'am. Were the FBI agents who called?
Yes, I've been waiting. I hope you're all hungry. I put out the Sara Lee. My husband, Jack, is a lawyer.
What about your first husband, Mrs. Abagnale?
Abagnale. But I prefer to be called Bones.
Frank William Abagnale. It says here he was in the service. Did you two meet during the war?
Yeah, I lived in a very small village in France, Montrichard. The kind of place where they never heard of Sara Lee. Help yourself.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
You filled out a missing persons report for a runaway juvenile by the name of Frank Abagnale Jr.
Is Frankie okay?
You aware of the fact that he wrote some checks on a closed account at Chase Manhattan Bank?
Oh, yes. The police think he's some type of criminal.
What he did was a felony, Mrs. Barnes.
Oh, it was $1,000. Half the kids his age are on dope, throwing rocks at police. And they scared me to death because my son made a little mistake. A 17-year-old boy has to eat, has to have a place to sleep.
We understand, ma'am. Would you happen to have a picture of your son?
Oh, yes. I have his old yearbook.
Okay. We need to send out an all-office teletype. Our runs-up's name is Frank Abagnale, Jr., age 17.
Is Frankie okay? Is he in trouble?
Ma'am, I'm sorry to have to tell you, your son is forging checks.
Forging checks? Wait, I'm sure we can take care of that. I'm working part-time at the church now. Just tell me how much he owes and I'll pay you back.
So far, it's about $1.3 million.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. You really got me now. You got me so I guess.
Hi, Melanie. How are you? Hi. When you're in the house, please, just use an ash.
Frank, this fondue is so good.
Chris, here, take this.
Oh, good. I love my way.
System, all right? It's real to real. You can't wind it like that. Christ! Terry! This is Italian Nick! Watch where you're going!
This is your man!
Frank! Come quick! Lance, she's filling in a conversation pit!
Excuse me, little Lance Applebaum.
Do you understand how dangerous this is, do you? Don't stand there crying. Just nod your head and tell me you won't do it again. Now dry up and get back to work.
Dr. Sherwood Blair.
Hey. You okay?
He told me to pick up the blood, so I did. But he never told me to label it.
Hey. It's okay. Stop crying. What's your name?
Brenda.
Brenda, I wouldn't worry about it. You know, these doctors, you know, they don't know everything.
It's my first week. I think they're going to fire me.
No, nobody's going to fire you, Brenda. I bet you're good at your job.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I bet if I asked you to check on the status of my friend Lance Applebaum, that you could do that for me in a second.
Mr. Applebaum fractured his ankle. Dr. Ashland is treating him in exam room 7.
You see that? No problem.
This is the emergency chart. See that blue star there? That means that the patient has been diagnosed. And then after he's been treated, we put a red circle here. See?
Hey, like those braces?
I guess they're all right.
I got mine off last year. Boy, I hated them. They were bottoms. No, I still gotta wear my mouth guard.
You have really nice teeth.
Thank you. You have a pretty smile. No, I mean it. I really think those braces look good on you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Brenda.
Yeah.
Do you know if they're hiring here at the hospital?
I'm not sure. What do you want to do?
I'm a doctor. Dear Dad, I've decided to get off the road for a while. I've taken a night job at a hospital and met some really nice people. It feels good to have my feet on the ground, to wake up in the same bed every night. Who knows? Maybe I'll even find someone to settle down with.
Harvard Medical School?
top of your class? Southern California Children's Hospital. Well, that's a pretty impressive resume, Dr. Connors.
Well, unfortunately, the only thing I need is a, an emergency room supervisor for my midnight to 8 a.m. shift. Someone to babysit 6 interns and 20 nurses. But, well, I doubt that you'd be interested in that.
Well, in the past, they've always let me choose my own nurses. Dr. Connolly? Dr. Harris?
Present.
Dr. Ashland?
Dr. Connolly. You're gonna take roll every night.
Yes, I will, Dr. Ashland. And if you're gonna be late, I suggest you bring a note.
Miss Bassman. Miss Mace. Miss Strong.
Here.
Nurse Brown. Nurse Sanford.
30 milligrams of codeine every 4 hours. Runs fast with 60 drops a minute until we calculate the fluid requirements. What do you estimate the degree and extent of the burns, Gilbert?
Second and third degree burns over about 20% of the body surface.
Do you concur?
I concur.
Let's get him out to pediatrics.
Nurse Holmes, nurse station staff.
Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Dr. Connors. Do you need to sign me?
Thank you.
Do you notice anything different about me,
you
Doctor?
You got your braces off.
Here, I've been trying to show you all that.
Wow. Good job.
Yeah.
So did it hurt when they took them off? Mine felt so weird after.
I keep rubbing my tongue over them. I can't stop. They're so slippery.
Feels good, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels incredible.
I'm sorry.
Dr. Connors to the ER.
Shouldn't you go?
No. No, no. They have a staff doctor in the emergency ward. We'll be fine.
He's in surgery.
Do you really think I have to go?
Up in here, Dr. Connors.
Gentlemen, what seems to be the problem?
Bicycle accident. Fractured tibia about 5 inches below patella.
Dr. Harris.
Yes?
Do you concur?
Concur with what, sir?
With what Dr. Ashland just said. Do you concur?
Well, it was a bicycle accident. The boy told us.
So you concur?
Okay.
I think we should take an x-ray, then stitch him up and put him in a walking cast.
Very good, Dr. Ashland. Very good. Well, you don't seem to have much need for me. Carry on.
Blew it, didn't I? Why didn't I concur?
Make yourself at home.
Frank Abagnale, Sr.
You're not a cop.
Special Agent Hanratty, FBI.
You're not a cop. My landlord said you were not a cop. Well, if you're going to arrest me, I'd like to put on a different suit, if that's okay with you.
I'm not here to arrest you. I'm looking for your son. He's in trouble. Do you know where he is?
If I tell you where he is, will you promise not to tell his mother?
Sure.
Frank made up a fake ID and enlisted in the Marine Corps. He's over in Vietnam right now. That kid is halfway around the world, crawling through the damned jungle, fighting the communists. So, please, don't come to my home and call my boy a criminal, because that
kid is... I never said he was a criminal, Mr. Abagnale. I said he was in trouble. If you'd like to give me a call and talk, here's my number.
You're not a father, are you?
Pardon me?
If you were a father, you'd know. I would never give up my son. I would never give up my son.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Sean, Sean, now get this. Riverbend Apartments, 415 Landover, Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, I'm on my way to the airport. I'll meet the team in 4 hours. Bye-bye.
Come on. It's okay. You don't have to cry.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Frank. I can't.
Lena, listen to me. I don't care if you're a virgin, all right? Really, I can wait.
I'm not a virgin. I had an abortion 2 years ago. My parents had a friend do it. Man, my father plays golf for it. And then when I got better, they kicked me out of the house. I had an abortion and I wasn't their daughter anymore. I'm so sorry. Please don't be mad at me, please. Please don't be mad at me.
No, no.
Please don't be mad at me.
Shh. Now, what if I spoke to your parents, right? Maybe I can straighten things out, huh?
I ask them all the time, but they said I still can't come home. My dad is a liar.
Brenda, what if you were engaged to a doctor? Will that change anything?
What?
What if I went to your parents and I spoke to your father and I asked permission to marry you?
It's empty.
Nobody here.
Dr. Connors, are you Lutheran?
Yes, I am a Lutheran. But please, call me Frank.
Frank, would you like to say grace? Unless you're not comfortable.
Absolutely. Two little mice fell into a bucket of cream. The first mouse quickly gave up and drowned, but the second mouse, he struggled so hard that he eventually churned that cream into butter. And he walked out. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, that was beautiful. The mouse, he churned that cream into butter.
Oh. That's right. Thank you.
Frank, have you decided which hospital you want to work at here in New Orleans?
Well, to be quite honest, I'm thinking about getting back into law.
Oh, my. Are you a doctor or a lawyer?
Well, before I went to medical school, I passed the bar in California. I practiced law for 1 year, then I decided, why not try my hand at pediatrics?
Oh, you're just full of surprises.
Yeah.
Oh, my. A doctor and a lawyer. Well, I'd say that Brenda hit the jackpot.
Where did you go to law school?
Berkeley.
Berkeley. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that where you went, Daddy? Oh, maybe Frank could come work for you, Roger. You were always saying how hard it is to find assistant prosecutors. Could he, Daddy? Could he, please? Could he come work with you, please?
Was that snake Hollingsworth still teaching there when you went through Berkeley?
Hollingsworth. Yes. Grumpy old Hollingsworth, right? I tell you, meaner than ever.
And that dog of his? Tell me, Frank, what was the name of his little dog?
I'm sorry. The dog was dead.
Oh.
How unfortunate.
Yeah.
So what are you, Frank? Because I think you're about to ask for my daughter's hand in marriage, and I have a right to know.
Know what, sir?
The truth. Tell me the truth, Frank. What are you doing here? What is a man like you doing with Brenda? If you want my blessing, if you want my daughter, I'd like to hear it from you now.
The truth is, sir, that... The truth is that... I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an airline pilot. I'm nothing, really. I'm just a kid who's in love with your daughter.
No. You know what you are. You're romantic. Men like us are nothing without the women we love. I must confess, I'm guilty of the same foolish whimsy. I proposed to Carol after 5 dates with 2 nickels in my pockets and holes in my shoes because I knew she was the one. So go ahead, Frank. Don't be afraid. Ask the question you came here to ask me.
Sir, what would I have to do to take the bar here in New Orleans?
the other question.
Right through that door. Good luck, Mr. Connors.
Thank you.
You know what I could never figure out? How did you cheat on the bar exam in Louisiana?
Well, what's the difference?
Someone else took the test for you, didn't they?
Carl, I'm going to prison for a long time. Seriously, what's the difference?
It's a simple question.
You gonna eat that eclair?
Yeah. Saving it for later.
Well, you want to split it with me?
No.
Give me half that eclair and I'll tell you.
would have figured it out sooner or later.
You'll be working under Philip Rigby in corporate law. Why don't you settle in, organize your desk? We're having lunch at 12:30 with the Attorney General and Governor McKitten himself.
Governor?
Did we spell it right?
You sure did. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome aboard.
Now, look at this photograph, Mr. Stewart. It's a photograph of Prentice York, where they found him, dead. Now, here is an enlargement of part of that photograph.
This is a photograph of the defendant's signature on a canceled check. Now, here is an enlargement of that same signature, which matches the signature on the letters that he wrote to Mrs. Simon, which discussed the possibility of defrauding the great state of Louisiana. Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this is irrefutable evidence that the defendant is, in fact, lying.
Mr. Connors, this is a preliminary hearing. There is no defendant. There is no jury. It's just me. Son, what in the hell is wrong with you?
Is that Mitch? Roger! It's Mitch!
My, I lost all track of time.
As studio guests for the sing-along tonight, we have the Children's Choir of St. Monica's Church in New York City. Won't you join them and the gang in a few songs for the Irish? Everybody!
Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-E-L-L-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Have you seen him smile? So his hair is red and his eyes are blue. And he's Irish through and through. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Emerald Isle. Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-E-L-L-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Have you seen him smile? So his hair is red and his eyes are blue. And he's Irish through and through. Has anybody here seen Kelly?
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring up the gypsy in me.
What are you doing here?
I came to see you. What are you doing dressed like this?
I took a job. Got my job. You see what I'm doing? Do you have a good lawyer?
Well, I sort of am a lawyer now.
Look at this letter. The IRS wants more. I had a deal with them. Two penalties. They ate the cake. Now they want the crumbs. I'm going to sue them.
They want the crumbs.
They... Here, sit down. They're trying to scare me. Intimidate me. You know what? You know what? I'll make them chase me. For the rest of their lives.
Hey, it's great to see you, Daddy. Listen, sit down. I'm going to show you something. I came here to give you this. It's an invitation to an engagement party. Daddy, I'm getting married. Can you believe that? I'm getting married. You don't need to worry about anything now, Dad. Listen, I'm getting a brand new Cadillac. I'm getting a $60,000 house. I'm getting it all back. All the jewelry, all the furs, everything, Dad, everything they took from us, I'm gonna get it back. Now, has Ma seen you dress like this?
She came to pick up some boxes.
That's okay. That's okay. You know why? Because she's going to the wedding with us. I'm gonna get you a brand new suit, Dad. Getting you a brand new suit, one of those Manhattan Eagle three-button black pearl suits. You'll look great.
Those are nice. She won't see me.
Well, have you tried to call her?
No.
Why don't you call her right now? Dad, why don't you call her right now? Here. Dad, just call her. Call her for me. You call her. You tell her I have two first-class tickets to go see her son.
Your mother's married now to my friend Jack Barnes. They have a house in Long Island. I had an FBI agent come see me. You got their number, son. They're kind of scared. United States government champ. Running for the hills. Bow to the moon.
It's over. I'm gonna stop now.
But they're never gonna catch you, Frank.
Dad, she wouldn't do that.
Why won't you sit down?
Why would she do that to you?
Come on, sit with me. Have a drink. I'm your father.
Then ask me to stop. Then ask me to stop.
You can't stop. Where are you going?
Come on, Frank.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going tonight? Someplace exotic? Where are you going tonight? Tahiti, Hawaii?
This is Ann. Ready?
Hello, Carl. Merry Christmas.
Why are you, Dr. Connors? I'm sitting here in my office on Christmas Eve. What do you want?
Okay. I want it to be over. I want it to be over. I'm getting married. You know, I'm settling down.
You've stolen almost $4 million. You think we can just call that a wedding present? No, this isn't something you get to walk away from, Frank.
I want to call a truce.
No truce. You will be caught. You will go to prison. Where did you think this was going?
Please leave me alone, Carl. Please.
I'm getting close, aren't I? You're scared because I'm getting close. I know you rented that car in Shreveport. You stayed at that hotel in Lake Charles. You want to run, be my guest. Your checks don't lie as well as you do.
Stop chasing me.
I can't stop. It's my job.
It's okay, girl.
I just thought I'd ask, you know? Hey. Merry Christmas, huh?
I love my job. All right. Let's get every newspaper we can. Every newspaper in Louisiana for the last 2 months.
What are we looking for?
Engagement announcements. Name of Connors.
Connors? Come on, Carl. The kid would have changed his name by now.
Mm-mm. He can't change it. She thinks he's Connors. If he loses the name, he loses a girl.
That's a...
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Have you been
coming?
Oh, dude, thank you.
I'm going to go to the little boys' room.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, man.
the hotel.
I'll get him.
Right over there. Hi, Roger. How are you?
Hi, Ben. Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Roger Strong.
Carl Hanready, FBI. This is Edith Sandusky and Fox. Sorry to crash your party, sir.
Not at all. What can I do for you, sir?
Not too much trouble. I'd like to meet the groom.
Is there a problem?
Frank, can you hold Ollie?
Yeah, come here.
They're checks. They're from my dad's friends. They're for us, so we can turn into the baby. What did you do? What's wrong?
We have to leave. Brenda, you love me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd love me no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd love me whether I was sick or whether I was poor, even if I had a different name.
Frank, where'd you get all that money?
Brenda, listen. A name, right? A name, it doesn't matter. My name is Frank Connors, right? That's who I am with you. But we all have secrets. You know, sometimes when I travel, I use the name Frank Taylor. That's my secret.
Frank Taylor?
Yeah, Frank Taylor, you know? Frank Black, you know?
Well, Frank Black?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Why are you saying all this?
Brenda, I don't want to lie to you anymore. All right? I'm not a doctor. I never went to medical school. I'm not a lawyer or a Harvard graduate or a Lutheran. Brenda, I ran away from home a year and a half ago when I was 16.
Frank? You're not a Lutheran?
Brenda, you see all this money? You see all this money? I have more. I have plenty more. I have enough money to last us for the rest of our lives. Look.
Frank, stop teasing me. You're Frank Connors. You're Frank Connors and you're 28 years old.
Brenda.
Why would you lie to me?
Brenda.
I want to know your name.
Listen to me.
Tell me your name.
Brenda, we can live anywhere we want, but you have to trust me, Brenda. Do you trust me?
Do you
love me, Brenda? You love me.
I love you.
Excuse me, Mother. Honey, this is Mr. Hanratty, my wife, Carol.
Oh, Mr.
Hanratty.
Ratty.
Have you seen Frank or Brenda?
I think they went upstairs.
Frank.
Brenda, come here. Okay, in 2 days, you're going to meet me at Miami International Airport, all right? You're going to leave the house after your parents go to sleep. You're going to take a taxi cab. You give the taxi driver this money right here, and you tell him to drive all through the night. Brenda, you're going to leave at 10 a.m. 10 a.m., all right?
But I never stop.
Which room, sir?
In the corner.
You have to listen, right?
Okay.
The international terminal in Miami. Okay, all right? Say it.
No
matter what.
No matter what.
You're gonna take a taxi cab.
I'll take a taxi.
You're gonna be there at 10 a.m.
I'll be there at 10 a.m. No matter what.
In 2 days. 2 days, Brenda. 2 days.
In 2 days, I'll be there no matter what at 10 a.m. Before you go, please tell me your name. Please tell me.
Frank William Abagnale, Jr.
Your attention, the airport buses to Miami and Miami.
guy's a no-show. He must have gotten wise.
He was tipped.
He's not here today. It'll be tomorrow. We get him before he leaves the country.
He doesn't have a passport.
The last 6 months, he's going to have it in Berkeley. I'm betting he can get a passport. So we have all our men waiting for him here in Miami International. He's used it before. He knows the layout.
I'll talk to Miami police. They've offered us 50 uniformed cops and two shifts of 25.
With our guys, there's almost 100 men in one airport. Don't you think we should spread it around?
No, no. This is the exit point.
Well, how do you know he hasn't rented a car and driven to airports in New York, Atlanta?
Because I'm not in New York. I'm not in Atlanta.
Yes, this is Frank Roberts. And I'm letting all the universities in the area know that Pan Am will be initiating a new recruiting program this year. I'll be stopping by your campus tomorrow morning.
Thank you all very much for coming. At the end of the day, I'll be choosing 8 young ladies to be a part of Pan Am's future stewardess flight crew program. Now, these 8 young ladies will accompany me on a 2-month public relations tour through Europe. They will discover firsthand what it takes to be a Pan American stewardess.
Give me at least 2 men. Nah, 1 man per every 2 counters. All right? Andersky.
Yeah.
Make sure your uniforms are covering the sidewalk entrances and exits. Hey, let's have periodic sweeps of the men's lab.
You here?
What qualifies me to be a future stewardess?
Well, I think that I'm really friendly and I can really help out and make people feel welcome on the plane. And
we'll be traveling at 6,000 miles per hour at an altitude of 300 feet.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go.
Eileen Anderson. Miggy Acker. Deborah Jo McMillan. Candy Heskin.
Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll
be blonde out front?
Should have been a pilot.
Exactly.
You
Pan ready.
Carl, your walkie-talkie wasn't working. There's a guy in a Pan Am uniform sitting in a white coupe de ville out front of Terminal J.
That's the charter terminal. Can you get a look at his face?
He's got his pilot's cap on. Carl, I think it's him.
And we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay.
What's up?
Perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say.
Come fly, Frank.
Let's fly,
Frank. Step out of the car. Keep your hands where I can see them.
Don't shoot me. I'm just a driver. A man paid me $100 to wear this uniform, picks one up at the airport.
Who are you picking up? Hey!
Pack up, let's fly away.
South America, Australia, Singapore, Egypt. The kid's gone completely out of control.
Why wasn't I called?
Nobody was called, sir. The banks didn't know what was happening till last week.
That's impossible.
They didn't call because it's not counterfeiting. It's something else.
Well, what is he doing?
He's making real checks, sir. These are so perfect, the airline didn't know the difference.
Last check was cashed in Madrid a week ago.
My guess is he's still there. We have to leave now, sir, today.
Go where?
Spain?
You want to go to Spain?
Eventually, he's got to go back to where the checks were printed. I think that's why he's moving back to Europe. Look at the map, sir. He's making a circle. He's running out of checks. I know it's a long shot, sir, but if we could track him from Madrid, sir, we could still catch him.
I'm sorry, Carl. If you couldn't catch him here, you're not going to catch him there.
But, sir, we're going to let him get away.
No, Carl. You let him get away.
Perfect 1/16th all the way around. Color separation is flawless. There's no bleeding.
Nobody does work like this in the States. Nobody but us.
Where was it printed?
It was printed on a monster.
A monster?
A Heidelberg, an Istra.
Heidelberg?
A dinosaur, four colors. You can smell the weight. 2 tons, without the ink.
Where do they do printing like this?
Germany, Great Britain.
France.
France!
France. Frank's mother said the name of a village in France where they didn't have Sara Lee. The village where she met Frank's father.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
It started with an M. It was Ma something. Ma. Mr. Fox?
Yes. Question, you met your husband during the war? Answer, yes, I lived in a very small village in France, the kind of place where they never heard of Sara Lee.
Tell me you wrote down the name of the village, Mr. Fox.
Mount Rashad.
I wouldn't bring them to you unless I could put the cuffs on you myself.
Oh, you have a gun? You have a gun? No gun?
No.
No gun. And you tell me what, there's 2 dozen French police officers out there right now on Christmas Eve? That's what you're telling me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's no windows here. I'm gonna take a look out the front door.
No. I told them I'd walk out first and give a signal. Here, you can put these on yourself.
No, I can't do that. You know why? Because I think you're full of shit. I don't think there's anyone else out there. I think it's just me and you. That's right. I think it's just me and you. And you know what? You're going to have to catch me yourself.
We don't have time for this.
That's good. Tell me what you want me to see, huh?
I wouldn't lie to you.
Look, you're wearing a wedding ring. You're wearing a wedding ring, Carl. You lied to me about that. You lied about that.
You asked me if I had a family. I did. But I don't anymore. Yes. No, there is no problem. We're coming out right now.
Well, that was good. What did you pay some hotel desk clerk to make that call for you? Is that what you did?
It's Captain Luke. I've got 1 minute to bring
Captain
you out.
Captain Luke? Ooh, Captain Luke. Well, Carl, I gotta say that. That sounds pretty official to me, but like I said, I think it's just me and you here. It's me and you, so you're gonna have to catch me.
Frank, Frank, you have to trust me on this. These people have been embarrassed, Frank. They're angry. You rob their banks, you steal their money, you live in their country. I told you this was what was going to happen. That there was no other way for it to end. Don't make a mistake.
That's good. That's good, Carl, you know? Keep pushing that lie. Keep pushing it. Keep pushing until you make it true.
They're gonna kill you! You walk out that door, they're gonna kill you.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
You have any children, Carl?
I have a four-year-old daughter.
You swear on your daughter? You swear? You swear?
Understood? Where are you taking him? I'm supposed to go. Where are you taking him? Let me in the car. Let me in the car. Let me in the car. Don't worry, Frank. I'll have you extradited back to the United States. Don't worry.
LaGuardia right there. Runway 44.
Frank, your father is dead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to say anything until we got closer to home. He fell down some steps at Grand Central Station trying to catch a train. I didn't want to be the one to tell
him. You're lying, right? You said I could talk to him. Carl, who are you to say something like that, huh? Say something like that. You said I could talk to him.
And he broke his neck. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
God. Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
Sorry.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
It's okay.
I'm gonna be sick.
Sure. Let's go to the bathroom.
Sir, I've told you twice. We're landing.
Sorry, thank you.
All of you.
Frank, come on now. Frank?
We're landing in 6 minutes. All of you need to be in your seats.
Frank, open the door. Frank!
Yeah.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's
on his way.
He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see a reindeer. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Behind your head. Cough. Get me in the cough, please. Get me in the cough.
What a man.
Taking into account the gravity of these crimes, your history of bold and elusive behavior, and your complete lack of respect for the laws of the United States, I have no choice but to ignore your request to be treated as a minor and sentence you to 12 years in Atlanta's maximum security prison, and recommend strongly that you be kept in isolation for the entirety of that sentence.
Who's that door over there? Real hard.
Merry Christmas, Frank. Hey, I got you some comic books.
How's your daughter? What was her name?
Grace. Well, I don't know. She lives with her mother in Chicago. I don't get to see her much.
What's in the briefcase?
I'm on my way to the airport. It's a paper hanger who's working his way through Minnesota. Oh, geez, he's driving us crazy.
You got any of the checks?
Yeah, I got a counterfeit that he drew on Great Lakes Savings and Loan.
See, he's just using a stencil machine and an Underwood.
Yeah, it's a teller at the bank.
Say again?
It's definitely a teller, Carl. I mean, banks, they always use hand stamps for the dates, see? They get used over and over again, so you always get worn out. The numbers are always cracking. The sixes and the nines. See, they go first.
Thanks.
I'd like you to take a look at something for me. Tell me what you think.
That's a fake.
How do you know you haven't looked at it?
Well, there's no perforated edge, right? I mean, this check was hand-cut, not fed. Yeah. Paper's double-bonded, much too heavy to be a bank check. Magnetic ink, it's raised against my fingers instead of flat. This doesn't smell like Micker. It's some kind of a, you know, some kind of a drafting ink. You know, the kind you get at a stationery store.
Frank, would you be interested in working with the FBI's Financial Crimes Unit?
I already got a job here. You know, I deliver the mail.
Frank, we have the power to take you out of prison. You'd be placed in the custody of the FBI, where you'd serve out the remainder of your sentence as an employee of the federal government.
Under whose custody? Hi. I'm Frank Abagnale. I'm supposed to start work here today.
It's a tour company operating out of the DBI.
Sir, Mr. Abagnale is here.
I'm going to call you back. Afternoon, 45 minutes for lunch.
No, I mean, how long?
Every day, Frank, till we let you go.
Carl. What are you doing?
It's not a good time, Frank. Clearing my desk for the weekend.
Carl, you mind if I come to work with you tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Saturday. Flying to Chicago to see my daughter. I'll be back to work on Monday.
You're gonna see Grace, huh?
Well, that's the plan.
So what should I do till Monday?
I'm sorry, kid. I can't help you there. Excuse me. This is hand ready. Oh, yeah, put them on. Mr. Sawyer, how are you? I have a half a dozen more checks on that tour operator at the BVI.
How do you do it, Frank? How did you pass the bar in Louisiana?
What are you doing here? Listen. I'm sorry I put you through all this.
You go back to Europe, you're going to die in Perpignan prison. Try to run here in the States, we'll send you back to Atlanta for 50 years.
I know that.
I spent 4 years trying to arrange your release. Had to convince my bosses at the FBI and the Attorney General of the United States you wouldn't run.
Why'd you do it?
You're just a kid.
I'm not your kid. You said you were going to Chicago.
My daughter can't see me this weekend. She's going skiing.
Said she was 4 years old. You're lying.
She was 4 when I left. Now she's 15. My wife's been remarried for 11 years. I see Grace every now and again.
I don't understand.
Sure you do. Sometimes it's easier living the lie. I'm going to let you fly tonight, Frank. Not even going to try to stop you. Because I know you'll be back on Monday.
Yeah. How do you know I'll come back?
Look. Frank. Nobody's chasing you. Still not call?
No, he hasn't.
Good morning. I've called this meeting to discuss a new type of check fraud and counterfeiting, which the young sub is washing and altering checks, then passing them throughout Arizona. The son's sub is a big dog, passing checks as large as 5 figures.
Sorry, I'm late. Sorry.
We have a recovered check on Agent Rader's desk when we step out to the bullpen.
His impressions on every line. Like the original amount was for $60.
Mind if I take a look?
Cash in Flagstaff a week ago. Cost the bank $16,000.
It's a real check?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been washed. The only thing original is a signature.
But it's perfect, Carl. I mean, this isn't hydrochloride or bleach.
No. Something new. Maybe a nail polish remover where the acetone removes the ink that's not been printed. How did you do it, Frank? How did you cheat on the bar exam in Louisiana?
I didn't cheat. I studied for 2 weeks and I passed.
Is that the truth, Frank? Is that the truth?
I let this guy steals checks out of mailboxes. He washes off their names and he puts on his own.
You saying that he's a local?
Well, if it were me, you know, I'd call the bank first. I'd check out the balance.
Make sure there's enough money in there to make it worth your while.
Exactly. You know, Carl, I think this guy's pretty smart. Guess all we have to do now is catch him.
Start first thing in the morning. We'll run the name Aaron, Anthony Peters. Nevada, Arizona, California.
Both names, right? Chris Frank, too.
Yeah, we got it. Now, if you steal it from mailboxes, there might be some others from the neighborhood or 2 people in the neighborhood.
16,000.
Mm-hmm.